Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Loren, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. This episode is part four and the final part of a mini-series about becoming aware. Today is about scaffolding and how you can support yourself as a parent. It's about what holds you up when things feel heavy. And for many of us, that's often missing. Scaffolding is a structure. It's temporary, flexible, and designed to support something that's in the process of change or repair or growth. When we talk about scaffolding for ourselves, we're referring to the systems, habits, people, and internal practices that help us manage life, particularly when we're under pressure. That might be routines that reduce stress, people we can rely on, reminders that help us stay on track, or ways we speak to ourselves that bring steadiness when things feel out of control. The idea actually has roots in psychology. Lev Vygotsky introduced the concept of scaffolding, the idea that we all benefit from the right kind of support at the right time. Not too much, not too little. Just enough to help us move through something that would be too difficult alone. That applies to adults just as much as children. Many of us have learned to keep going without much support. The focus tends to be on what your child needs. And often that means your own needs are pushed aside, sometimes out of necessity, sometimes out of habit. But what I want to say here is, needing support doesn't mean you're failing. It doesn't mean you're not coping. It means the work you're doing is hard, and it would be hard for anyone. Scaffolding helps reduce the pressure. It's not about fixing everything or making life easy. It's about having something to lean on, so you're not always holding it all together by yourself. And if we can build even a small amount of scaffolding around ourselves, something we can rely on when things feel too much, it becomes easier to breathe, easier to rest, easier to come back to ourselves. I want to keep this simple today and just offer two small ideas you can take away. Nothing big or overwhelming, just small things you can begin to notice. Number one, notice any resistance to asking for or accepting help. Many of us carry the belief that we should be able to manage on our own, that accepting help is a sign of weakness or inconvenience. If you notice yourself turning down support, even when it's offered, pause for a moment. Ask yourself gently, what part of me feels like I have to do this alone? Just noticing that can be enough to start loosening the grip of those old beliefs. Number two, notice what already helps and do it again. It might be something quite ordinary, a cup of tea at the same time each morning, a voice note from a friend, a moment in the car where no one needs anything from you. Whatever gives you a sense of steadiness, try to return to it with a bit more intention. It doesn't have to be profound. It just has to work for you. Scaffolding isn't about doing more. It's not a to-do list. It's about recognizing that you are worth supporting and that you don't have to wait for a crisis to begin putting some supports in place. So perhaps take a moment today to ask yourself, what helps me feel supported? And how might I allow a bit more of that into my life? If you're new to the podcast, you can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie. You're doing a lot, more than most people will ever see. And it's okay to need help. That brings us to the end of the Becoming Aware series. Across these four episodes, we've explored what it really means to look inward with honesty, care, and curiosity. From recognizing the cost of disconnecting from ourselves, to learning how our emotions speak to us, to gently rediscovering who we are beyond our roles, and finally, to building the supports that help us stay steady. Awareness isn't about doing more. It's about seeing more clearly and choosing with intention. I hope these reflections have offered you space to pause, reconnect, and remember that your well-being matters too. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.